Garrett Edelstein here, your celeb expert and your celeb savant. Celeb Savant is a weekly entertainment show. We have long-form career retrospective type interviews with celebrities, singers, actors, and industry experts. Mdundo.com is a leading Pan-African music service. The service has 24.5 million monthly active users, and the company has partnered with leading companies such as Vodacom, MTN, and Airtel, as well as Universal Music Group and Warner Music Group. Mdundo.com has solidified its market position through strategic partnerships, leveraging the strengths of prominent industry players. Mdundo.com has emerged as a platform that empowers African musicians with 140,000 musicians from across Africa and 10,800 musicians from South Africa, having an account with the service. The company recognizes the immense talent and creativity within the Southern African music scene and provides a platform for these artists to showcase their work to a broader audience. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Martin Nielsen, who is the CEO of Mdundo.com. Where do we find you in the world? How are you doing and what's happening in your life?
Thank you so much for having me. I am currently in Nairobi in Kenya. Yeah, and I run a music service for Africa that's called Mdundo.com. Mdundo means beat in Swahili. And if I'm not entirely wrong, it also means drum in Zulu. But okay. Don't correct me too much. You must correct me if I'm wrong, but I think so.
So let's rewind. Pre to you being part of this Mdundo.com, let's dive into your world as Martin. What were you doing pre to this, and how did that journey land up into this position?
The story is that I got to Kenya at a relatively young age, right after university, and got really fascinated about this whole mobile transition that was taking place. Basically, people getting onto mobile phones, internet-enabled devices, smartphones, and what that did to the economy and to the market, because out of a sudden, everyone could be accessed straight into their pocket, and consumers could access services directly from their mobile phone. The whole wave just created such an excitement in the entrepreneurial environment, and especially around young people like myself, who just saw these amazing opportunities, not only in Kenya, but across Africa. I had a already pre-existing massive fascination and interest in music. And to me, what this meant was, if people are online, we must be able to get them to start consuming music as well, in a way that benefits the rights holders and the music creators.
When did you decide to create Mdundo.com?
Yeah, so it started in 2012. I moved here in July. And by the end of the year, we had actually already come up with a sort of first version of the site. It was very, very basic, but it was there and it was live. I started it together with a Kenyan musician and together with three colleagues that I had at the time. And I happened to be the one that was the newest to join the team. So it was easiest for me to jump out again, I guess. The newest to join the team I was working in Nairobi. I just had the most drive for it, I think. And so together with these four other people, we started the journey full on from end 2012. Yeah, it started out as a payment, like more like an iTunes download service. Mm-hmm. You pay with mobile money and then you download music and the artists get a share of what you're paying for each download. However, we saw in the first year that we saw a lot of interest from brands, corporate brands who wanted to use music to get closer to their target audience. And we saw a challenge with getting fans to pay for music. So within the first year, we moved from a more iTunes lookalike service to a more Spotify lookalike service with a very, very strong focus on what we call the mass market, which is the sort of the audience that still up until today have relatively limited data usage and for whom data is still a very big expense. And so therefore might not find streaming very economical. So ensuring that audience can also consume music in a legal way that benefits the artists.
Are the brands still involved, and how is that process?
Yeah, so the brands are still involved. So now it's an advertising funded service. You can go into our website. You can download all the music you like And we then supported with advertising. And we do have a paid service as well, but the biggest service we have is the free service, free download. You can listen to a very big range of music, in particularly African artists. We have more than 140,000 African artists on the site, so you can go in and download and listen music to.
So obviously, if there's a pay, if an person is a paid member, then they don't get the advertising. Is that correct?
It is correct, but actually the paid focus is actually around mixtapes. So what
Okay.
we realized was this exact same audience that we have that listens to music and consumes music every day, they really love mixtapes and DJ mixes. And for us, we realized that the best way to get someone to pay for music is if we create this unique offering that gives
Yes.
them exactly what they want to listen to, one file download. And you get it on your phone, and it gives you, let's say you a reggae head, you get a new reggae mix every day, 2, 3 times a day. You go in and download a new one, and you have it on your device. You can listen to it over and over again, and that's now a paid service. So we launched it in partnership with MTN in South Africa, actually. So you pay through your MTN line, and then you get access to this service.
Who creates those playlists or those mixes?
We have an amazing team. It's honestly, I think it'll be my favorite job if I can be honest. I would love to have that as a job myself.
Yeah.
But we do have a team that they do nothing else but sit and listen through music, see what comes in of new releases, put together mixtapes, put together playlists, put together DJ mixes. We do work with some bespoke DJ mixes as well, who really understands the music and the style, and to get some sort of inputs from them to ensure that we are creating something that people really want to listen to. But definitely an amazing function, and if I very much recommend to go in and have a listen to some of them. It's truly amazing, and it's a great way of also discovering music, because you might be a reggae head, but there's a few reggae songs that you're not as familiar with. And this way, some sort of expert that has a similar style of music than yourself plugs it in, and it really helps you sort of discover and understand what's coming out and what's interesting to listen to at the moment.
So these playlists and mixes and DJ mixes you're mentioning, are they focused solely on African artists or are international artists also included in those mixes?
Yeah, so it's a great question. It actually is primarily African artists, and the reason is actually demand. We are seeing that, and that's also what has taken our service to South Africa, actually, and spread it across Africa, is that we are seeing that there's a huge interest and demand for African music across the continent. And we have over the years gotten rights to a big scope of international sorry African artists who've signed up to our service. And we are talking about sort of, we call it hyper local, so like vernacular artists, local languages, local sounds, because music is a storytelling. It works best if it's in your own language, and there is that sort of connection you have to things that are in your native language. And we've seen that that really works, and it's something that can be more challenging and difficult to find on the international platforms as well. So it gives us it gives the audience this opportunity to dig into a sound that they really can relate to. So we actually see across Africa that more than 80% of all the music that's being consumed is African music. And on our platform, it's actually significantly higher as well. The 80% we are seeing is across the board. It's really exciting to see that this popularity and demand is there. I think actually what has been missing is a supply. Or a good service that can penetrate this massive audience that are already listening to this music.
You said the platform is there to benefit the artist. So how does it work for the artist and in what way?
So as an artist, you create an account. It's very similar to if you are signing up to SoundCloud or YouTube or such a service. And when you create an account, you can manage your catalog. So you can upload songs, you can remove songs, you can add lyrics to your songs as well if you want to. You can see your performance, so how many downloads are you getting of the song, and you can see also what you are earning, because we have a revenue share with the artist, so that every time we earn both from our paid and our free tiers, the artist also earns from our service. In the last 12 months, we've paid out in royalties close to $1 million to our artists across the continent. And so it's a really important bit for us that music has been and is still very, very much consumed across Africa, but we have to make sure we do it in a way that the artist is benefiting.
When the artists get royalties, is it per stream of their song, like other platforms, or in other ways do they also benefit?
Yeah, so from a royalty point of view, it works exactly like other platforms. To be honest, I think it's a lack of imagination. It's just easier to take what's already industry standards and yeah. What works. We don't see that as a place for where we are adding additional value. So we basically just implemented what is already the industry standards. Where we do think we are adding some value is that we see that because of the nature of our service, because it's mobile web-based and not app-based, and because it's focusing on this more, we call it the mass market, it's sort of low-mid-tier, low-end devices, then we are actually helping the artists and also the brands that we're working with reach an audience that are difficult to reach on other online platforms. So where we really see that we are making a difference is that you have an audience across the continent who are already consuming music, who are already on their devices. They're not sort of seen anywhere. They're not known.
Yes.
Piracy. Maybe it's like they get the song on WhatsApp from a friend. Like they're not sort of in any records. And so what our solution does is we get them into the records. And when they are in the records, we can start monetizing them and start making sure that the fans are benefiting from them, but also spread different kind of sounds across the African continent within this audience.
For me, as a person that's never been on the website, or what's the steps to create a profile for myself, for someone who's never heard of it before?
As an artist or as a fan?
As a fan.
All right. Well, actually, you just go to the site. It's mdundo.com, and then you can actually just go ahead and start downloading. There is very little registration required. You basically just open the site and you start listening to music. You might have a particular artist that you would want to, of course, go after and you set as a starting point, or you might want to dig straight into the mixtapes. If you want to listen to the mixtapes, which is on the paid service, then you got to subscribe through your MTN line. So it only works for MTN customers. And you can go in and then you subscribe to the service. The service is 15 Rand a week. So it's a very affordable pricing point. And that basically allows you to go in and then now dig into our mixtapes. But the whole purpose for it is to be extremely easy to use because we want to make sure that anyone who considers getting this music from any illegal sites, they end up using our site instead. So we really try and ensure that it's as easy as possible. The whole experience can take place directly through your mobile web, so through your browser. You don't have to install an app and sort of register through an app. You can just go straight in and download the songs that you want to listen to. And then, of course, my recommendation would be to check out some of the amazing music that we have from elsewhere. We have a massive East African catalog from Kenya, from Tanzania, and obviously the very fast growing Afrobeats that is primarily from Nigeria. We have a massive, massive catalog there. It's one of the most exciting times in African music ever, with Afrobeats being one of the fastest music styles growing in the world right now. So I really recommend to those who very much are stuck in the same artists, this is the right time to get out, because there's a lot of really good music being released.
And is the website available throughout the whole of the whole world, or just Africa?
It's available around the world, okay. But our focus is on Africa.
Yes.
Our focus is actually quite specifically on Tanzania, Kenya, South Africa, Nigeria, and Ghana. Okay. Which are the markets where we have the biggest presence, the biggest user base, the biggest chunk of artists. So those five markets are really where we are focusing. But we have had an ambition from the beginning to spread across sub-Saharan Africa. But it's more a matter of bandwidth and where to start that we've focused on those five markets for now.
So if you're not a paid fan or subscriber, you don't need to create a profile. You just go in and you download music, correct?
Exactly. You can just go ahead.
And if you want to be the paid, then obviously you create a profile.
Exactly.
And then how do the artists create accounts? If we've got any artists that are listening that don't know about it, how do they do
Of course. Yeah, well, it's same starting point. Go to the website. At the very bottom, you can sign up as an artist. You register. You put in your bio. You start uploading your music. And then you're good to go. Again, for artists that are listening, I would give the same advice. Listen a bit into what's happening across the continent. There's a lot of inspiration. It's really exciting to see that the music that's coming out at the moment is of such amazing quality across the continent.
Brilliant. And then, so while I understand the meaning of the name Mudundo, but why was that name chosen?
It's a good question, actually. It's an interesting story because I had just moved here when we started the service, and I didn't really know any Swahili or any sort of local words for that matter. And we had an idea of starting a music service for Africa. So we were wondering, okay, what do we call it? And we were thinking the main criteria is .com needs to be available. Otherwise, what's the point of a name if you can't get the domain?
Yes.
And my process actually was that I started brainstorming music related words in English. So I just wrote down all the music related words I could think of. And then I was sitting in a co-working space with a bunch of Kenyan colleagues, and I went to one of them over lunch and I told them, "Can you help me just translate these words? Like, what would it be in Swahili?" And then when we got to beat, which is Mdundo, we just felt like it sounded good. It sounded like a brand that could also potentially work outside of Swahili speaking. It was available .com. I thought it sounded good. But that was primarily what it was based on. And then from that day onwards, we were called Mdundo.
And where are you originally from? You said you moved to Nairobi.
I'm originally from Denmark. I grew up there. And then I moved here when I was 21, 22. To be honest, it was mostly just sort of an adventure, getting out of Europe, trying to do something else. I'd got an internship here in Nairobi. And what was supposed to be a 9-month internship first became a 3-year commitment, and now is turning into 11 years sort of stay. And I've come to love it here. It feels a lot like home. I get to spend a lot of time in South Africa, a lot of time in Nigeria, Tanzania, Ghana, and which are all amazing countries which has been really amazing for me to discover. So. Right now, I feel mostly at home here.
As a final message to the listening audience, what would you like to say?
Well, I think first and foremost, check out the site. I think it's we've seen an incredible growth in South Africa. We are really excited about that. We are really excited about being able to bring this service across the continent. We think it's really important to have a focus on how do we get all these millions and millions of users into using legal services. If we can do that, then that really helps us grow the music industry. It's ironic because African music has never been bigger, but you'll be surprised about how much of the royalties actually comes from here. It's almost none of it. Yeah. And so basically what happens is that for you to make it as an African artist, you need to make it as an international artist.
Yeah.
And that is not fair. If you have 10 million fans in Nigeria, you should be able to sustain off that the same way you would be anywhere else. So I think the main message from my point of view is check out the service, explore some of the most amazing music that's coming out of the continent. And for us, we continue our road forward. We hope to continue our growth. We have an aim of 50 million monthly active users in the next 2 years. And we have an aim of also being a financially profitable business because we aren't yet. We are still investing heavily in our growth in the next 2 years as well. And I think both of those two things are really important for African music. We need a music service that has a lot of African footprint, and that is a financially viable service, not just trying to do something that is not has no touch in reality.